Hello, and welcome to Minding Your Manor, where we cover everything home-related, including organizing, downsizing, productivity, decluttering, home management, and more. I'm Julie Ulmer, and I've been a professional organizer since 2003. Professional organizers help individuals or businesses take control of their surroundings, their time, their stuff, and therefore their lives. I typically work with people in their homes or offices, helping them declutter, get organized, be more productive, begin downsizing, prepare for moving, or getting settled into their new home. Today, I want to talk about organizing myths. There's a lot of myths. They're not in any one particular order, so I'll just start with one of the more popular ones. If I use the popular KonMari method, I'll never have to declutter or tidy again. KonMari method refers to Marie Kondo. She's a Japanese organizing phenom who claims that her clients never backslide nor need her help again after she's taught them her techniques. In my experience working in American homes, decluttering is a constant. Things are always coming into our homes, and therefore some things will need to go out. There's the initial process of getting organized, but what follows is even more important, and that's the actual practice of maintaining an organized space or life. This means when you use something, let's say the hot glue gun for a crafting project, you need to put the glue gun back where its home is. If you're trying to keep your paperwork in a more organized fashion, that means filing papers and sometimes going through your papers and editing out what you no longer need because it's become outdated or irrelevant. I want to believe in one-and-done tidying, but I'm afraid that's a different kind of magic, one that rarely exists. Organizing myth number two, I've always been disorganized and I'm late for everything, so there's no hope for me. Organization, productivity, and time management are skills, not inherited genetic traits. Some of the people who thrive at organizing spaces, paper, and projects tend to think in a linear, rational, and logistical pattern. They are detail-oriented, have good pattern perception, and facts rule. Therefore, the left side of their brain may dominate. Right brain thinkers tend to be artistic, creative, and emotional types of people. They're great at imagining the big picture, appreciate fantasy, and they might be impetuous. Organizing is more about creating habits, problem solving, and the repetition that's needed to master a skill than it is about your inherent way of thinking. In the long run, it's all about the willingness to change and reasonable expectations. If you constantly joke about being late to your own funeral, then you've subliminally set the expectation that you will always be late. If you're open-minded, interested in learning, and can commit to trying to create new habits, the sky is the limit, no matter how old you are. Organizing myth number three, if I buy lots of organizing products, then I will become organized. Let's go shopping. Buying anything before the edit, purge, and sorting phase of getting organized means you will probably end up with products that don't fit spaces geometrically, stylistically, and you may not even need them in the first place. You probably have enough bins, boxes, trays, and other stuff to hold stuff, but you won't know it until you go through the edit, purge, and sort phase. And then there's usually this nifty pile of empty organizing goods. Organization aids can help you get motivated, but they don't do the hands-on organizing magically and can actually add to clutter if not implemented correctly for your situation. After you've sorted into categories like toss, recycle, donate, or sell, then you can see exactly what you're keeping and if you actually need something to keep it in. You might find you can repurpose an older TV stand into a shelf or a home office, or use vintage suitcases to store linens in for the guest bedroom. Neatly stacked, they're quite attractive. Organizing myth number four, this is a popular one, Ohio, only handle it once. Only handle it once. Well, this rule can really throw a wrench into anyone's organizing and productivity efforts as it causes confusion and fear. Some productivity experts think that the Ohio rule is great for dealing with some things like paper and emails. The idea is to just do it. Don't defer the task. Granted, shuffling papers from one place to another without making a decision about them or taking action isn't very efficient, but it is oftentimes just the way things are. For a lot of people, the Ohio rule is paralyzing. What if you make the wrong decision about what's in the file folder you're holding? Should you keep it, toss it, or shred it? What's wrong with this technique is the word rule. There aren't any rules to organizing. If only handling it once makes you more productive, like RSVPing immediately to an invitation or recycling junk mail the moment you step into your home, then great. Don't let it dictate your organizing efforts. Perhaps you thought you wanted your clothes sorted by color, but then you found it was better to have things categorized by season. Do what works for you. Organizing myth number 5, if I'm going to do this, it's going to be perfect, just like pictures in a magazine. There's no one way to get organized, and one of the biggest mistakes people make is a sense of perfectionism. Very few people have their homes or offices in such amazing shape that it's picture perfect, and imagine the pressure you would be under to try to maintain such a standard. When people ask me if my home is perfectly organized and super clean, I answer honestly, no, it's not a priority to commit to that level of exactness. There are times when I can't find what I'm looking for, and more times than not when there's a coating of dust on my bedroom bureau. Homes and offices are in constant flux, stuff coming in and stuff going out. Having good systems to deal with the stuff is key, but it's inevitable that some stuff might fall through the cracks. That's when it's time to tweak the system, try to improve on things, so dealing with that stuff will be easier in the future. Finding a happy medium should truly be your goal. I can tolerate a little dust on the surface of some furniture, but I can't tolerate disorder in my kitchen or a bathroom that doesn't practically sparkle. Identify what you can and cannot tolerate. Strive for progress, not perfection. Not only are we all works in progress, but our spaces are as well. Organizing myth number 6. It's obvious we need more space. Time for a bigger house. It's not always about the amount of space you have, but how you utilize it. Depending on how things are being kept, you could keep adding square footage and still not feel like you have enough space. As with most organizing projects, the first step is to edit and purge any of the belongings in the space you want to improve. Identify if you actually use the items, need the items, or love the items. Then it's time to evaluate how you're using the space itself. Could you use upward space better? Would shelving help? Could you use back of the door racks to hang things like coats or scarves on? Could things that are spread out be pulled in a little bit and stacked upward? Organizing myth number 7. I don't have time to get organized. Then you can't afford to continue to waste time being unorganized. We waste countless hours of time looking for lost possessions, wondering where we put the this and that, going out to the store to buy more of something we already own, but not knowing where it is in our home. If you feel stressed out about the idea of committing time to trying to be more productive about your belongings and your schedule, then you're probably a prime candidate for getting organized. It's an initial investment, but one that sets you up for success in the future. In future episodes, I'll be covering more topics such as time management and toxicity in the home. Stop by our Facebook page, Minding Your Manner, on WGXC 90.7 FM, where you can ask me questions, share a tip or a trick that worked for you, or just join in the conversation. Thanks for joining me. This has been Julie Ulmer on WGXC, helping you mind your manner.